From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Whistle and Fish, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm associate producer and the host of Red Barn Radio, Brad Becker. And I'm here to welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 507th live performance.
If the weather had been better, honey, you and I together would have never known. You'd have thought by our expression that that summer was forever ours alone. There didn't seem a reason for the changing of the seasons. It just wasn't meant to last. Now my favorite occupation is the revisitation of the past. And the hot summer sun was as bright as you ever want to see. And I guess that I imagined it would always shine the same for you and me. But the dew is coming earlier and the nights are getting cooler. Smoke is getting curlier, dog. Well, the days are getting shorter, and I think we're on the border of the fall. Thing that keeps us on a human plane. And looking to the future means that nothing venture equals nothing gained. Still, I wouldn't trade one moment of the time that I spent holding you for in this life alone. Even with knowing that I'll soon be going on my own. Hot summer sun was as bright as you ever want to see. And I guess that I imagined it would always shine the same for you and me. But the dew's coming earlier and the nights are getting cooler. The smoke is getting curlier, no. Well, the days are getting shorter and I think we're on the border of.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass.
I want to say that the epicenter of this musical hurricane is Moorhead. Is that accurate to say?
Become the musical epicenter of the world.
Well, yeah, of course. We know that here. Becoming the epicenter of Red Barn Radio music. We've had so many great players from Moorhead this past year. It really sells what's going on there. All right, now I'm talking about Moorhead State University, where they have a traditional music program, the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music, and we'll touch on that, I know, at some point in our conversation. The members of the band here, Whistlin' Fish, are Will Parsons, who's on banjo, his two sons, Billy and Matthew, Megan Gregory is playing violin, and Melissa Caskey is on bass. Every member of this band, as far as I understand, is involved in this and other bands.
That's a pretty fair assessment.
I'm talking to Matthew now, who's a guitar player.
That's yes. right. I play with the, or was up until very recently, playing with the Berea College Bluegrass Ensemble. I just graduated from Berea this past weekend. Sam Gleaves is also here in the audience, and he played with that ensemble for a little while and graduated from Berea himself, and he's been on this show several times. It's a really great band, and I know that they continue to produce really wonderful musicians, and I was really so excited to have the opportunity to play with them. Hopefully they'll be up here at Red Barn sometime soon.
Matthew, are you able to speak yet about how you feel being a college graduate?
The only thing is that I feel a little less stressed because I don't have to do homework. I'm not worried about waking up and going to class in the morning, but honestly, I really wasn't worried about that very much while I was there. So I can't exactly claim that I've changed all that much. I'm pretty stress-free for the most part.
Well, that's a good thing. I'd like to know what that's like.
I'll let you know when I figure out how to describe it.
I played without a care on the Serengeti days. I know the clothes I wear are the symptoms of my age. I drink and smoke too much and make a mess of things. I've had to take the horns to earn my set of wings. Tell you the truth, all I wanna do is sometimes feel the right kind of way and lately serenade myself with yesterday. You're welcome anytime you show up at my door. What was it that you thought those four bedrooms were for? I'm taking all my time in a bottle on the shelf, but I need some company to save me from myself. And to tell you the truth, all I wanna do is sometimes feel the right kind of way and lately serenade myself with yesterday. Mistakes have taught me well. As for if I've learned from them, it's really hard to tell. It's getting easier to act the way I should, 'cause I'm growing older like I always knew I would. To tell you the truth, all I wanna do is sometimes feel the right kind of way. Lately serenade myself with yesterday. Sometimes feel the right kind of way. And lately serenade myself with yesterday.
You have plans as far as work goes? You plan to give yourself to music full time?
I definitely will keep playing a lot of music with these folks and with other people, maybe. The biggest plan is, you were asking what the epicenter of this band really was, and really and truly, it's this piece of property around Olive Hill called the 144, which Dad sold an arm and a leg to buy a couple of years ago, and so I've got part of a cabin built up there. It's a nice little homestead piece of property. If anybody wants to come up, you just holler at us, and we'll, or just show up, that's right. It's real easy to find.
Many projects. And the attempt is to eventually be sustainable.
Right. And to teach others to do the same, hopefully.
And Megan, what else do you do? Do you teach at Moorhead? Is that right?
I do not teach at Moorhead.
Okay.
I was at East Tennessee State University teaching also along with Will Parsons. Lived in Eastern Tennessee for quite a while, but now moved up here to be on this land and with the family in one spot. I'm teaching private lessons and playing also with the local Honeys.
Yes.
I'm an honorary honey.
Right.
Which is a great deal of fun. There's a real honey in the audience.
Nice to have you here, honey.
And I have a baby. Takes up a lot of time.
You have the baby?
I have a baby.
How old is the baby?
10 months.
Yeah,
so
wow.
So that takes a bit of time. And then that little babies talking over there.
10 months old, and baby's name is?
Jubal.
So does Jubal sleep?
Not very well, actually.
The
answer is no.
Eats?
Very, very well.
You're classically trained.
Long time ago.
Really?
Yeah.
And have you put that in your past?
Well, no. I mean, I still very much am glad I had that, and I still love a lot of classical music. I just haven't really been keeping it up because there's so many other things to pursue.
She still struggles with it, but she's getting over it. Uh-huh. Got a lot of support.
It took lots of practice to learn I prefer coffee black. Now that it's formed as a habit, there's no going back. Just cause I forced it don't mean that ain't what I need. An honest pretender who hasn't got much up his sleeve. I'd like to think liquor and women have made me a man. But the truth is I don't know for sure if that's what I am. Hung up on a girl and hung over from red wicked wine. Self-induced sickness, the only real cure for is time. Fire at the moon and I miss by a mile. Another long shot I won't take for a while. And when I'm feeling low, I just light up and smile. And act like the future's my friend. And there I'm pretending again. I'm ashamed to admit it, but I'm afraid of a whole lot of things. Like being alone in the dark or the phone when it rings. I acknowledge my fear of the monsters I'm trying to slay. But the fact that I'm scared doesn't keep any shadows away. You say I should try not to lie quite as much as I do. But if I'm being true to myself, it shouldn't matter to you. Well, I've never met anyone who has wanted or earned nothing but the truth, cause they won't give the same in return.
I fire at the moon and I miss by a mile. Another long shot I won't take for a while.
And when I'm feeling low, I just light up and my friend, and there I'm pretending again.
What does classical training provide you with as a sort of traditional fiddler?
I guess I just played a lot. It gave me, since I was in lessons and I was in orchestra, I just played an awful lot. And I had to learn lots of difficult songs that I don't remember. You know, my accompanist would hear me kind of tooling around on the fiddle and she'd be like, you should play jazz. When, you know, I play with anybody. I like to play everything. When I first went to college, I played in a ska band.
Sorry, you played in that?
A ska
band.
I don't think it was great, but still.
I haven't heard, really. I don't know if I can think of a ska fiddler.
Yeah, it didn't last very long. All the horns took my harmony parts.
Did you guys go and play at the Warped Tour or something?
We didn't get quite that far. No, no.
It's so, really nice to have you back. I think when you were here last, I just don't remember hearing your voice as the front voice. I remember you as harmony person.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to hear your voice all by itself.
Thank you.
Sounds really great.
Thank you very much. Job, work like the devil for my pay, but that lucky old son's got nothing to do but roll around in heaven all the day. Fuss with my woman and quarrel with my kids. Sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray, but that lucky old son's got nothing to do but roll around in heaven all the day. Dear Lord above, don't you know I'm pining? I got tears all in. Wash all my troubles away, but that lucky old son's got nothing to do but roll around in heaven all the day.
I'm going to move across the stage here to Will, who is a father, I learn, of two boys here up on stage.
That's
these
right.
are big, big guys. And then a daughter.
They have an older daughter. Oh, an older sister as well, yeah.
An older sister, okay. And Will himself looks very young for being...
I look really good.
Yeah, you do look good. You do look good. What kind of hair color treatment do you use?
It's pretty rough. Home lard soap. Good old-fashioned homemade soap. Well, the lye soap helps a lot, and then the abundance of really good fresh eggs. keeps my coat really shiny.
Right. Folks, you didn't realize you were going to be learning some of the things you're learning on tonight's program. Well, I would like to take it back to some of the folks that you've played with.
I've played with Charlie Sizemore for a long time. He was a well-known bluegrass musician. And we had the number one song, That's How I Got to Memphis, which was written by Tom T. Hall in 95, if I remember correctly. That's on the Bluegrass Unlimited charts. But, you know, when I was about 18, I went away to Berea College, too. I'd been there for just a few days, and I stopped into a little pizza place there that all the college kids frequent called Popolino's. I was carrying my banjo with me. And this curly-headed guy stopped and said, "Hey, you got a banjo?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "You should come with me to my mother's house and let's jam." Me being 18, I didn't pay attention to the fact that it was probably 2 o'clock in the morning and his mother was likely going to kick us out. She didn't, and that guy was Michael McLean. And that was my introduction to the McLeans. And then from there, I met Raymond, and life has never been the same since.
We've got a McLean right here in the house,
I think,
don't we?
We've got Ruth McLean here, who is the center of the Kentucky Center for Traditional Music.
Absolutely.
Good morning, gorgeous, what's your name? I need to know just who to blame for making me give in to my temptations once again. This tends to happen as a rule. I'm like a lonesome, lovesick fool, still trying hard to lose a game that I can't help but win. Details of the night before are fading from my mind, and the memory of who you are is leaving me behind. Maybe it's a phase or just a flaw in my design, and even the most well-intentioned man can't keep his head on all the time. Pretending I was something that I'm not, I really don't intend to ask you for another shot. Well, I'm not selling anything you think you might have bought, and if I didn't warn you first, well, that's just something else that I forgot. Good morning, gorgeous, what's your name? I need to know just who to blame for making me give in to my temptations once again. This tends to happen as a rule. I'm like a lonesome, lovesick fool, still trying hard to lose a game that I can't help but win.
Where is bluegrass music headed right now?
I know exactly where it's headed.
Where?
Daxon Lewis is sitting in the audience. He's a banjo player from KCTM. That's where bluegrass music's headed.
Where is that?
That's to heights on the banjo that I don't think I'm going to be able to achieve in my short rest of my life.
Do you think that players are getting better?
It's frustrating, but they do keep getting better. Daxon, who's a student there, had to do his juries. We're not supposed to call them juries. Assessments. He played Earl Scruggs' number called Nashville Skyline Rack. It was actually written by Bob Dylan. I don't know if he knows that. If he knew that, he might not play it.
You mean you don't know if Bob Dylan knows that he wrote that song?
Bob Dylan knows that he wrote it, I think. He might not remember. Anyway, Daxon played the tune, and we played it, Scruggs played it in C. So we worked it up and worked it up in harmony, which was just a little insane because it's already chock full of notes. But that wasn't good enough. We had to modulate it to F, which you're not supposed to be able to play on the banjo. Then after we modulated it to F, we had to play it in harmony in F. That's where bluegrass music's headed.
There's a man from the crown, and they say he doesn't mind. And they say he's one of a kind in every 20 men. Call him English pig, what a load of dirty swine. But I live for the job, I don't mean to offend, cause I'm a gentleman. Just up from Saratoga, on the way to Albany, in the land of the free, justly defend. I'm no babe
and armor, did you think I wouldn't see? You'll not be fooling me, no need to pretend, 'cause I'm a gentleman. I'm a gentleman, I'm a gentleman. If we're all gunned down, it won't save the crown, but is it better to break a bend? By any means, justify the end. Put a gentleman in a foreign land at the head of 5,000 men. I can't recall a promise, save the ones I didn't keep. These muddy flocks of sheep, they are not men. The apologies I've made outnumber victories. I try to make believe that I'd make amends, 'cause I'm a gentleman. My God, what have you done? The boys all hope for home. And it may be all for one, but it's 1 to 10. I've placed the lives of thousands in the hands of bitter fools. For all their golden rules were made to bend for a gentleman. I'm a gentleman, I'm a gentleman. If we're all gunned down, it won't save the crown, but is it better to break or bend? By any means, justify the end. Put a gentleman in a foreign land at the head of 5,000 men. Pretty penny on the day the fight is won. And now the day is done, I've none left to spend. The wolves are taken captive and the sheep that wield the guns, they tell their sons of the veteran, of a gentleman. On the ship that guides me home, my last commendation's own. And when the story's told, I'm not content. No matter where I've traveled, in the new world or the old, I'm a soldier brave and bold, or a devil's friend, but I'm a gentleman. I'm a gentleman, I'm a gentleman. If we're all gunned down, it won't save the crown, but is it better to break or bend? By any means, justify the end. Put a gentleman in a foreign land at the head of 5,000 men.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Whistle and Fish. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Whistle and Fish after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.